Barry Manilow is a superb, superb performer. But the show really got to me, not only because I've always been connected to the emotional side of his songs.
Did you tear up a little?
I did, yeah.
I knew it.
Barry Manilow made you cry?
I had a tear in my eye.
Let me ask you what your date thought about this.
About what?
Looking over and seeing you weeping at a Barry Manilow concert.
Are you kidding? I'm telling you, any woman that would see a man sensitive enough to cry at a Barry Manilow concert would be planning weddings.
We've got it. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And Doug Steffen is here. So you know you have the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In about a half hour, Roberta is going to help us with her Queen of Cheap presentation today. Special deals from Toys R Us, Sam's Club, that sort of thing. If you check out DougSteffen.com, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, has information in the Better Living box about vitamin D and why you need that in your food. Meanwhile, needs sort of encompass a lot of different things. I believe this program is about needs. A lot of people around the country who listen to this program feel that their needs are met when it comes to information, entertainment, provocative, if you're going to provoke somebody.
Provocation.
Brain. You know what that was? It was gas from my brain. There, thank you, Jennifer, for saving me.
It was brain flatulence. Cerebral flatulence.
That's good, Roberta.
Cerebral
flatulence.
I like
perfect.
That.
Right.
That's hard to say.
The lady who's our guest now is wondering what in the world she's gotten herself into.
I know.
I found this lady on a local blog. As you know, I am a victim of curiosity, and I read anything I can get my hands on, lots of different sources, and I like to know what's going on in my community. So the other day, I saw that Jody Smith, who has a website that is absolutely right up my alley, because this sort of goes along with correct English and stuff, manners. We never seem to talk about or focus on manners. Now, I don't want to sound like some old fogey or an old schooler, because I don't think that's what this is. But I do think we have an epidemic of bad manners in our country. So I would like to think that Ms. Smith has an anecdotal way of addressing that problem. And she lectures around the country on manners. She's the president of Manner Smith. So, Roberta, if you want to go to mannersmith.com,
okay. You
will see etiquette personified. She consults people professionally and otherwise. Better behavior is her deal. She's been doing this for quite a long time. And Jody Smith, good to have you on. Good day. Isn't it? Well, Richie, you asleep? Hello?
It would be good if I...
Yeah, I'll push the button. That's all right. Thank you. As long as Jody's not asleep, that's what's fine. Hi, Jody.
Nope, I'm here and ready to go.
All right, so what is there that prompted you, Jody Smith? What was going on in your life? Well, what did you feel or sense was the need to get this as a focus, have this as a focus, especially in your life?
Well, in my background, my professional background is in human resources, and I would see over and over again bright individuals who were not getting promotions, who weren't getting client groups, who weren't getting bonuses because they lacked basic social skills. So in the companies I work for, I started giving these little etiquette training seminars to help people be more polished and more professional and more successful. And as I moved from one company to the next, my old companies would call me up and say, Jordy, can you come back and do that little workshop you used to do? And it got to a point now, almost 16 years ago, when I quit my corporate HR job and started this company.
The books that she has written, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta, From Clueless to Class Act, Manners for the Modern Man, and From Clueless to Class Act, Manners for the Modern Woman, not to, on both sides. Although I think it's, we feel, Jody, that men have a problem with bad manners more than women. Do you think that's, whether it's true or not, I think that's a perception.
That may be the perception, but I can tell you that there are people with good manners from both genders and bad manners from both genders. And the thing that I found most interesting was that it crosses a wide swath of society. There are wealthy people with good manners and wealthy people with bad manners. It's one of those things that having good manners and understanding how to behave can be that great equalizer across all differences.
Uh-huh. Not about how much money you have. Richie, do you think you have good manners, and do you think you are passing them along to your children?
I think I have good manners, and I'm trying to pass them along to my children.
How do you do that? What is the best? We all know the
example, but then correction when they don't do something
properly. Because they're exposed to lots of other people, children and stuff. And isn't that really what the culprit in part is here, Jody? When your children you're around it, it's like the correct English. I go back to that as an analogy because I think it demonstrates something. If you're sloppy with the language, you're more, and get away with it, you're more often likely to be sloppy with the thank yous and the pleases. And I admit, I don't know whether you guys would be happy to jump on this or not, because I'm not great sometimes at saying, although I think I'm getting better at it. There's a difference between manners and compliments. Is there not, Jody Smith?
Yes. Having good manners, when you know, when I talk about manners, I talk about behavior.
Yeah.
And when you know how to behave appropriately in different situations, you can enjoy the interaction and other people enjoy being with you.
All right, so it's not proper to scratch your butt in public. Is that something that's like an easy given?
In general, that's an easy given. That's an at-home, in-the-bathroom kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. What other obvious... Because Roberta does it all the time, and that's why I wanted to make sure that
especially
she
when we're on the air. That's why I don't have
a
camera.
Exactly. So what are other things that are obvious malfunctions of one's etiquette?
Well, it's one of those things where it's so situationally specific. So things like when you're out and about, when you're going into a store, holding open the door for somebody, when you're riding the subway or the commuter rail, letting people get off before you try to get on. When you receive a birthday present, someone takes you out for lunch, you sit down and write them a thank you note. And what I'm fond of saying is that an email thank you note says you cared enough to do the very least.
Uh-huh.
So a handwritten thank you note, a real thank you note.
All right. Are you the modern-day Emily Post or Miss Manners?
I guess you would say that I'm part of that etiquette evolution, yes.
Do you have children?
Why do you want to know?
Because I want to know what you're teaching them and whether or not they're influenced by Roberta, for example. I was going to bring her up next. She has two children, a daughter and a... Well, there's two daughters about 10 years apart. And I'm guessing one of them has more focused... what's the manner attitude, I think, is the good attitude toward manners. Am I right, Roberta?
Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny. I told Victoria since the time she was a little kid, and actually I told my older daughter, too, but she was more of a rebel, that, you know, if you just say please and thank you to adults, they will do anything you want.
Uh-huh.
Adults love children when they're extremely polite, and they say please and thank you. And I mean, if we were in different parts of the countries, that would probably also extend to sir and ma'am. But you know, you just don't do that in New York. She listened, and people would just love her. And she saw from a very early on having good manners and also knowing what's appropriate to say to adults, especially now as a teenager. You know, I've often said that, you know, if you if you want to use curse words, it's fine. You do it with your friends, but don't do it with adults because it just makes you look bad. My older daughter never listened to that, and in effect, she ostracized herself from a lot of adults. But Vicky listens to that, and she knows. Okay, there are places where you can use some language when you're with your friends and it's acceptable, and there's places where you can't, and it's all part of having good manners. So I have to say, both kids have exceptional table manners, restaurant manners, going out manners. I have to give both of them that. My older one, of course, is getting better. This was just, you know, this rebel thing that she was always going through. But no, good manners in kids. Too many kids don't say, and I guess you have to agree that they don't say please, they don't say thank you enough. And you know, I remember when the kids were younger, friends would call, and they would say, "Is Elena there?" And I go, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hang up, and you're going to call back, and you're going to say, 'Hello, Mrs. Benson, how are you? Is Elena there, please?'" And I would hang up, and I would make them call back.
Good for you.
Yeah, which is a wonderful thing, and one of the things that we're seeing, because we do a tremendous amount of programming, we have a Manners for Minors department, mm-hmm. and I have a consultant who works with me, and she does all of the programs for kids. And what we're seeing over and over again is because kids these days have the advantage of texting each other directly, they're lacking those chances to be able to interact with adults. And I do a tremendous amount of programming in colleges and universities, because as soon as they get to be juniors and seniors and realize that they need to get a job, and you can't text somebody and ask for a job, you actually have to have a face-to-face interview, and they completely lack the social skills, the interpersonal skills, and the empathy skills to be able to sit down face-to-face with an adult and have that conversation. And so that's what we're teaching them now in college.
What a condemnation of parenting, though, in reality. And how did we lose our way? I'm guessing you and I are probably about the same place as far as age and experience is concerned, Jody. And I just wonder whether it was did it start with us?
Well, because this is something that I've spent the past 20 years of my life doing and researching and following, is that when the 60s generation started having children, they decided that they really wanted to be friends with their children instead of parents.
Yeah.
And that really became an issue, calling everybody by their first name and the whole sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And then our generation, when we started to have children, the Generation Xers, said, "You know what, that really doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We're not enjoying that. We don't like it. It's not appropriate, and it's not serving anybody well."
Yeah.
And so we've started to reinstitute the manners class, the sitting down at the table for dinner, calling people by proper titles. So even if they don't call me Miss Smith, they might call me Miss Jody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to respond to a child who calls me by my first name. They're not my friend. I deserve a little bit of respect. And encouraging children to have the opportunity. So, yes, they can text their friend, but as a parent, I'll say, "You know what, why don't you call Jocelyn instead of texting her?" Or inviting Jocelyn over for dinner so she's sitting down at our family table for dinner and has to interact face-to-face with everybody at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So giving kids those opportunities for success, immediately taking them to a super fancy restaurant. You don't have to do that, but, you know, you start at McDonald's when they're little, and then you move up to a TJ Fridays or Applebee's, then to a Cheesecake Factory, then to some local Italian eatery, then to a really nice restaurant. Give your kids opportunities to flex these specific
muscles.
Social interpersonal skills muscles
Good.
And be successful.
Jody Smith, MannersSmith.com, MannersSmith.com. The manners for minors thing is what intrigued me about this. Jody, thank you for being here, sharing some of your thoughts on Good Day. 21 after the hour.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Taking the long view here on Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, and Roberta Fasanelli. We always like to have a little music in most of our hours. At this point, a 40-45 second snippet of some song that we sort of got into, many of us anyway. This was the number one song during this week in 1972, interestingly enough. The OJs from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have gotten more people from Pennsylvania. We have, four, five, six stations in Pennsylvania anyway, maybe more.
Sure.
And the eastern stations are annoyed at me because I take shots at Philadelphia. So it's not, and one person said to me, that's why I sort of wanted to play this here, don't you know about the Sound of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we know about the Sound of Philadelphia, which began a little after the Motown sound, but interestingly enough, does have enough distinctive sort of, I don't know how to describe the difference between a Motown tune. I know the difference. You play a Motown, maybe Richie, you've got some kind of Motown. We can compare a Motown hit to a Philadelphia hit, because the OJs and that ilk from Philadelphia, different. There's a smoothness to it. I don't know if I can put my finger on it, but you know what I mean? There's a smoothness.
The Funk Brothers were the backup band, were the house band for the Motown. They were the guys down
so
in the
basement. So they would be it. Yeah.
And they had a very... here we go. The Temptations. They had a very specific percussive sound. Always.
Funk Brothers.
With that drums.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
And
maybe...
With the Sound of Philadelphia, T.S.O.P., it was more of a soulful...
Yeah. It was more orchestration.
Yeah.
Right? You think that's maybe... I mean,
this is probably dumbing it down. I don't know that I can get any closer than this, but it was a smoother, more soulful sound.
Philadelphia.
With the Motown, there was a lot of percussion in there that just kind of... That backbeat.
Right.
A little bit more of a backbeat.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The backbeat. You know there's not... You know there's a difference. Just can't put your finger on what it really is. So here we are in analysis paralysis. On Good Day. All right. Certainly something to think about. Jennifer has some news on The Simpsons coming up as she checks television. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap. Here's our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready? There's
ready.
Something about today, October 5th, that is unusual. In other words, more people do this on October 5th than any other day of the year. What is it? 800-510-8255. This happens to more people on this day, October 5th, than any other day of the year. What is it? 800-510-TALK on Good Day.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's everybody get up and run. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Elana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Elana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. All right, at the count of three, everybody begin to run. One, two, three. All right, let's run. Move those feet, move those arms. Now, here's a question. Are you running through the motions, or are you running with passion? Are you running to win? Are you running to beat a goal that you've had before that you know you're capable of doing even better? You know, in life, all too often, we run through the motions, and then we wonder why we never get anywhere. In reality, when we run, we have to take everything that we possibly can and put it into our body and let it surge. When I was younger, I was about 260 pounds, but every race I ever did, I came in second, never first, because I knew that I would not be running through the motions. I would be giving my mental capability to move every part of my body so I could get to my destination and be happy about it. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Elana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Elana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. The Doug Stanford Good Day program coming up in this half hour. Roberta Fasanelli and her Queen of Cheap program. The program, I don't mean it's a separate radio program. Her program includes, that word is used a lot in different ways. She has a, you could have a computer program, right, that you use. And in a sense, this is sort of like, that's a quasi-computer program. You go to DougStanford.com and you see where all of the bargains are. Right?
Exactly.
There must be a computer program. If you Google
absolutely
cheap, yeah, they got to be. All right. So that's what I meant by using that word. I didn't want to. Excuse me for being out of breath. I just did push-ups.
No.
I did.
Right now?
No, I just went, no.
You're so weird.
In the break, I was doing my push-ups.
And did you do one-handed ones with your shirt off and your corduroys on?
No, I did not do that. No. Like which part, the shirt off or the corduroys, Roberta?
The corduroys.
Yeah, right. I know.
I love the feeling.
All right, so then Jennifer has an update on some of the television news. Including the, you're very pleased with yourself, aren't you? Yeah, very pleased. For those of you who are new to this engagement that we call the Good Day program, Roberta has been teasing me for years. Ugh. And Richie's happy to jump in on the bandwagon, although he likes to take shots at my turtlenecks. So Roberta likes to take a shot at the corduroy pants. Richie takes a shot at the turtlenecks. And basically, Jennifer...
And I never make fun of you,
no,
ever.
Jennifer and I get along very well. Not that Richie and Roberta and I get along, but she thinks I'm perfect in every way. And why can't you all
What's
see that?
The
at least
with
to your face.
Thanks.
Terrible.
There we are.
All right.
Before we get to the Queen of Cheap, we have a 2020 news quiz question that's working. The question has to do with October 5th, which is today. What happens more on this day than any other day of the year? 800-510-8255 has brought us Christine, who is in Southern Maryland. It is Christine, yes?
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. It would be that more babies are born today.
Today is the day of the year in which, for whatever reason, more Americans celebrate their birthday than any other day. Actually, more people around the world celebrate their birthday than any other day on the calendar. Why would that be?
New Year's Eve.
Is it New Year's Eve?
Yep. It's 9 months after New Year's Eve.
Yep.
For heaven's sakes. I never
even
thought
of that.
I didn't. Well, it's 9 months and a couple days.
Don't you always come back to where you were conceived? Because I was a Mother's Day baby.
No, my birthday is a month from today. So if you, what do you do with that? That's back at the end of January.
You were Valentine's Day.
It was cold. No, I wasn't Valentine's Day. I don't.
I was. I drank too much on Friday night, baby.
There you go.
Oops.
How about you, Christine? Where's your birthday? When is it?
It's Election Day.
Election Day. So, well, Election Day is different on certain days. Are you talking about a November? Are you a November baby, too?
Yes, November baby.
November what day?
Second.
Second. The lady who was my second mother had a birthday of November 2nd. So that means there's an interesting... You're a very powerful woman, are you not? I think that's what you'd find about November 2nd people. They're very powerful, very persuasive, and the only problem that they have is with their spouses usually because they want to be in charge. You want to be in charge?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little of it there anyway. So, okay, hold on just a second, and we're going to give you a Swell Doug Steffen prize, all right? Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, happy birthday, maybe a little early. All right, let's find out from Deb when her birthday is. Deb, when's your birthday?
Today, October 5th.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that's how you know...
Happy birthday.
...that more people are celebrating their birth because you were one of those births.
Actually, I never knew that until today.
Really?
It was on my Yahoo welcome page when I turned on my computer.
That today's the most common birthday?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this is my 63rd, and for 63 years, I never knew that.
Well, happy birthday to you. What's the best thing about your life at 63?
Having the freedom to do what I want to do. My kids are all grown up, and yeah. I don't have any responsibilities.
Really? So what do you do with your life? What do you do? What are you doing today, for example?
Housework.
Housework. Happy birthday. I'm going to send you a birthday present, all right? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
A birthday present for Deb. That's appropriate. Sharon, when is your birthday?
February 11th.
February. So what's the excuse for that?
I don't know.
Back it up. That's a February...
Mother's Day.
That's Mother's Day? Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that's...
Are you the
there
first...
You go. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the first born, Sharon, in your family?
Yes.
Are you?
Yep.
How many
yes,
brothers?
I am.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two sisters, younger. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a February. Isn't that interesting? So you're an Aquarian. What does that mean? You're like? What's describe you in?
It means she's the best and she rocks.
Yeah, that's because Jennifer
that's
is
right.
a February.
That's
baby.
It.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, gotta be in control all the time.
All right, you're one of those. Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
That's okay. And how do the people in your family like that?
They like it.
Yeah. Okay. It's got,
yeah,
somebody's got to be in charge.
They just go along with me.
Yeah.
That way they don't have to do anything. I do everything.
Yeah. There you go. There's something to be said for that. No, at least you get it done right. Right?
Right. That's my thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. Nice to talk with you. All right. So we've got this situation well in hand. Today is the most common birthday, October 5th. Let's find out now at 20 before the hour what some of the great deals are today from the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of
Tuxedo.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with, yes, Christmas.
Christmas?
Here. Christmas.
I went by, glad you brought this up. The other day, I don't know if I remember even where I was driving. It may have been in New Hampshire, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But I went by the first house, no, it was Western Massachusetts. Went by the first house that saw Christmas lights, red Christmas lights out and on.
Already?
Well, the Christmas music stations, I saw one station, Richie, I don't know if you saw this or not, one of the radio stations to get the drop on the others. Is going to start with
already.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much throw away a month to a month and a half of programming just so they can be the first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They know people aren't going to tune in and listen now, but they want you to go.
Oh, I think they will, actually. I think
people... They're playing Christmas.
Nah, yeah.
Why do you want to listen to the same songs?
Yeah. Well, that's because the radio stations, the program...
I love them all.
But there are so many... There are so many good Christmas tunes and so many good versions.
Over,
you can make a great firm, but they play the same 45 or so songs over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah, it's awful.
It's, you know...
Yeah. Really awful. When they can be so much more creative.
All I want for Christmas is to do one more time. I'm going to throw
or
up.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, my
or
God.
Burl Ives.
Ugh.
All right. Anyway, that isn't saving us money, Roberta. Come on.
But,
do your job.
So Christmas. See Here, which is one of the photo sites, kind of like Flickr or Snapfish, they're offering 20 free photo Christmas cards, get this, for only $1.49 shipped. That's it. 20 cards, $1.49 shipping and handling. That's about 7 cents per card. This is an incredible deal. You can start getting your photo Christmas cards together. And, if you want more than 20, well, then, have your significant other order some, or have your mother or mother-in-law order some, and you can just get a great deal here for your Christmas cards. Sam's Club. Are you a Sam's Club member? Well, you can get a free $10 Sam's Club gift card with select babies purchases, and some of these baby purchases include diapers and formula. I mean, stuff you'd buy anyway, right? So you get a free card if you buy the qualifying purchase between October 3rd and 17th. You don't have to do anything else. You'll get your gift card in about a month or two after you do the purchases automatically, but you have to be a Sam's Club member. I usually don't do coupons, but this was a really good one. It's a printable coupon for $5 for off of one Bic Market Pens package. You can save a lot of money on them. It's another either 24 or 36 count. Toys R Us, if your kid loves Legos, this is for you, Rich. If your kid loves Lego,
You
can save off 30% off.
Wow.
Lego construction sets and games. It's a big deal.
Wow.
It's a great idea for the holidays. It ends on October 8th, so don't waste time on this one. In fact, you should really start doing your Christmas shopping now. This is an ideal time to do it. You still have a lot of bargains out there. It's a lot of offers and a lot of selection. That's the big thing, too. You get closer to, especially after Thanksgiving, as you get closer to the holidays, you can't find anything. Everything's been picked over already. And for Halloween, the sales have started already, even though Halloween is still three and a half weeks off or so. Walgreens, we have a printable coupon for you and a coupon code, 25% off the Halloween coupons through the 15th of October. All of this is on the DougStephan.com website under the Queen of Cheap section.
So the Wednesday television picks and the story of The Simpsons coming up in just a moment. Jennifer Horn is here along with Roberta and Richie, 17 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Madea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here now with the story about The Simpsons and what may be the future. What does the future hold for those who love The Simpsons, Jen?
This is pretty big news, and it could be kind of a sad day for everybody. You know, The Simpsons started when I was in junior high, Doug. Seventh grade, I remember. Bart Simpson started. Anyway, The Simpsons, it's in its 23rd season right now, and Fox wants to continue taking the show. It's still very successful. But the company that produces it, 20th Century TV, has all the actors.
That's Fox.
It's Fox. Yeah, yeah, it's Fox's division, exactly. But they've asked all of the voice actors to take a 45% pay cut next season in order to keep the show going.
Okay. Now, let's put things into perspective, all right? These are after-union members. They've negotiated. What's the lady's name who does the voice of Bart?
Julie.
No. There's a well-known actress.
I know who
she was a child
about.
Star, and I can see her as I sit
Nancy
here.
Nancy Cartwright.
Right. Why did I want to say Julie? Right. That's funny.
Now, she's getting paid, at least the last time I heard, $450,000 an episode to voice Bart. Does that sound right? I think that's in the...
Probably. About right. Uh-huh.
And who are the other major voice talents that are on The Simpsons? There are four...
Dan Castellaneta.
Yep.
And Julie Kavner.
Yep. Okay.
Julie. There you go. See, I had one.
Right. Cartwright gets the most, but the other three or four...
Hank Azaria.
Are making about $400,000 on each episode. So how many episodes a year? 26? That's
probably,
about...
Probably, yeah.
Simpsons, 26, 25, 26. Somewhere in that vicinity. And so... Multiply it out. 400,000 times 25 is, what is that, $10 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a lot of money to do the...
It is
a
lot of money.
To walk into a studio and do a voiceover thing for 4 hours, and that's the end of it.
For someone's career, though, to take a 45% pay cut, that's asking a lot.
Okay, so what would you do?
30%?
All right, what's the... If somebody says
job,
to you, you're making $10 million a year, in order to keep the job, you got to take a 45% pay cut. What are you going to say, Jennifer? Yes or no? Quickly.
I'd say yes, but right. I want less episodes.
Richie, what are you going to say?
Yep.
All right, Roberta, what do you say?
Absolutely yes.
Okay, so let's see what the common sense... situation is with the other side of it is Fox being greedy. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know whether they've held up. Are the ratings that strong for The Simpsons now? Or they've always been
pretty
strong.
The ratings are still pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still good.
It's okay. Sunday night, so they do well.
All
right. Now, so, speaking of ratings, what's not doing well, Dougie? The Playboy Club. NBC made their first cut yesterday. NBC cut Playboy
but
Club,
you know
bringing in Brian Williams.
It's an easy out for them because there was so much noise about it and protesting
and
stuff.
And it didn't perform well. So
did it not perform well because people rejected it because of the pre-publicity from the Parents Television Council and that bunch of groups? Is that why it didn't do
possibly.
Well?
Possibly. Hmm. I don't know. It's up against a lot of stuff on Tuesday night, too.
Right. Yeah, the other stuff's much better.
But the good news, if you like Up All Night with Christina Applegate or Whitney, those are all in and renewed for a full season, so you can relax and enjoy them. They're not going away.
So it's up against this new show I saw last night, Unforgettable again, or is it Unforgotten? No, it's Unforgettable with Poppy Montgomery. It's on after the two NCIS shows. Excuse me. I think she has really come.
I love her.
Oh, my God. She looks good. She comes across well. The show is a great concept. It's one of those things that I tend to like the shows that women like, for whatever the reason. Although I think guys would like this because she's pretty hot. But it's like The Good Wife. The shows that do well in the ratings. And that, folks, let's face it, that's the way people look at these things. All right, 50 past the hour. You want me to keep talking, Richie?
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione, The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, pets in the focus, animal lovers in the focus, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show in the focus on Good Day. The essence of some of the, I love checking out a lot of these websites for our, the contributors have great websites and great information, that's why they're here on Good Day. Today, Warren has the story of a dog who saved their owner on September 11th, named American Hero Dog. We'll find out who that dog is, plus a dog with two legs. You'll be amazed at that story. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day, and he's got the stories right after this.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlana.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
Hi, this is Warren Eckstein, the dog who saved their owner on September 11th, and an appropriate accolade, I was going to say accommodation, well, maybe it is, it's an accommodation for the dog and an accolade. What's the story?
It's a great dog. This was the dog that helped that sales manager, Michael Hingson, from the 78th floor of the World Trade Center. He was visually challenged, and Roselle, his dog, was a guide dog. And the yellow lab actually led him down. They have it counted 1,463 steps out of the building as everything was falling down.
Wow.
The dog did his job. The man got out. And last Saturday was given the American Hero Dog of the Year, which, by the way, this is the first year for that award.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is. It's just a great, great.
Very cool.
You know, what's interesting, Doug, is that not now, but in a week or so on my website, I'll let you guys know, I was able to put together some of the most amazing interviews. And I didn't do them personally, but I had a member of someone who works with me. in New York last week that was interviewing, for example, the head veterinarian at the University of Pennsylvania, the woman who specifically studied the effects of 9/11 on dogs and the dogs that work there. Some interviews with the first responders. So we'll have that up on the website. I know you'll put it up on yours when we get it out there.
Yep.
These dogs just do an absolutely amazing job, and hats off to them.
Lots of information in the Better Living box about your pets from Warren Eckstein every day in the Good Day tradition of trying to give you as much information as possible and do it in a way that is sensitive. Warren certainly is that, one of the reasons he's here. Sensitive story about this dog with two legs that you met last weekend. I as you were telling me the story, I was trying to imagine, trying to picture in my mind how a dog with one front leg and one rear leg gets around.
You know, it's an amazing story, and there are just some amazing people out there. As you know, this weekend I had the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund second annual Blessing of the Animals, and one of my friends, Joy, who is a rescuer out here, she's one of those people that takes on the dogs and cats that no one would look at. And about 3 months ago, I was with her at a location, and she brings this little puppy with me that she just found. It was a litter of puppies that were born, and one of the puppies was born with one front leg, a left front leg and a right rear leg, and everyone at the shelter where the dog was bought was just going to put the dog to sleep. Not my friend Joy, of course. She took the dog home. I met him the first day she had him, and met him again 3 months later, just on Sunday. And I got to tell you, the only person or the only people that know this dog has two legs, Doug, are you, me, or anyone looking at him. The dog has no idea. He runs around in the backyard with the other dogs. He balances on that left front leg and that right rear leg as if there's nothing going on whatsoever. And I think that's one of the amazing parts about animals. They don't have the time to sit down and worry about the woes of life. They just deal with it as they come.
Wow, what an amazing story.
Well, you know, there was another dog, and the dog's name was Faith. I don't know if you heard that story. The dog was on Oprah. This was the dog that was born with no front legs that has to walk on its hind legs.
I did see that, yeah. Right.
I just got an email from his owner. There's a book coming out. There's a movie coming out. But there's another perfect example of a great dog that's going to have a phenomenal life that otherwise would have put to sleep for some type of disability.
Yeah. All right, we got about 30 seconds for this new law that calls for dogs to be protected in the case of domestic abuse.
Very, very important law. People don't realize, Doug, that very often when there's an argument between two people, one of those people will take it out on the closest thing to the other person. Very often that's the dog or their cat. There's never been protectiveness. Well, there's some in some states, but now Massachusetts trying to pass a law saying that if there's a domestic abuse case and there's any threat against the animal, that animal will get the same protection as the person. I think it's a great idea.
It is. Check out that story. Warren Eckstein is a part of the important contributors at DougStephan.com. We'll be right back.